Chess is a beautiful game which teaches you to think in the deep, prepare 10 moves ahead and anticipate your opponent's actions, just as in real life. It's a war game to develop your sense for strategy, in which Pharaoh and the Swiss are true masters, who know humanity's reaction, following all moves the evil from the Alps undertakes. It is therefore no wonder the game of chess is pharaonic in origin, developed by the oldest people on earth according to the Bible, the ancient Egyptians. And just see that it was the sisters of Isis playing chess in ancient Egypt. It's a woman playing chess. They called it Senet in ancient Egypt. I could translate it, but I'd need some time to do so. And I didn't think it that important to translate it. Well, maybe it is. So here you can see some more Sisters of Isis playing chess. And Senet, as they called it, it was a bit different. It does sound like a Senate, you know, like in Washington or the US Senate. Or in Rome, you know, where they play chess with the people. Well, chess is a typical war game for Octagon, the Nazi Templars' military wing. Therefore, having 8 fields at the base and 88, including the other coordinative component for 88's secret code of the Nazi Templars. And it has 8 times 8 is 64 fields in total, showing the numbers 6 and 4 of the structure of power as on the 684 alien discs. 6 or hexagon for their political Freemason wing. Here in the middle, this is the center, you know. It's the aristocracy, really. And you could put the square and compass in it. Freemasonry, through which Pharaoh is ruling. So these are the politicians in the middle, the ones ruling, who can be the king for a period of 4 years. Watch the film Fair Aristocracy. And Octagon, the Empire of Darkness. Yeah, there it is. As on the alien disc, this is the square and compass of the Masons, the politicians, the aristocracy, the pharaohs, in a hexagon. So this is what they mean with the alien discs. It fits in a hexagon. The square and compass. This is the inner circle. The ones who give the orders, the ones who... the kings and queens, if you like. They are. They really are. Then, defended by number 8, Octagon, their military wing. Here, this is octagonal, as in most police badges. And army caps, and, you know, everything... The worldwide blue army, you know, against us, the people. And this is actually us, the people. And here you can see a Gestapo octagonal badge. It says Geheimpolizei. Here it says Geheimpolizei. And Gestapo, it means Geheime Staatspolizei. It means secret state police. Geheim, here, this word here. It means secret. And this is octagonal. And they were there, you know, to protect Mr. Hitler and all the other Nazis. And the inner circle, who all, you know, all the they were all nobility, aristocracy. And this is the same badge as the British police or in the American police. And all over the world, they're using the octagon. And this is the second circle, as I showed you on the... The alien disc, who are there to protect the inner circle. This is number 8. So here's the British police. You see, it's the same as the Gestapo badge. And they are the same, you know, they're only there to attack the people. The German people or the British people. It's all octagon. It's a second circle in the middle, in between us, number 4, and them. Number 6, as in 64 fields on a chess game. And the chess game is, of course, the Freemason checkerboard field of 64 with the UK, United Kingdom, or Pharaoh in red and white. It should be red and white, actually. Some chess boards are. So you see, it goes on and goes on and it goes on. Yeah. The British police. The same as the Gestapo. It is the same. They were working together during the war. Believe me, they did. Of course they did. So this is quite funny here. Interesting. Here's a British police a badge, and here as well. Look, it has the colors of the German flag. Now, it just says the British Royal House. They are Germans. Well, they're not real Germans, they're pharaohs, of course, you know. You see, black, red and gold. It's the German flag on a British police badge. It's all Gestapo. Protected from us, number 4. The base of the pyramids, hierarchy. Us, the commoners. So this is number 4. This is the base of the pyramid, you know, of the hierarchy. And the inner circle, the aristocracy, who are in politics now, and Freemasons, the inner circle, are protected from us, the number 4, by Octagon. The police, the army, the worldwide blue army, against us, the people. So they're standing in between them. You know, you can always see them, you know, with their shades on, and you know, talking in their into their jackets, you know, and fancy cars, and standing there with guns and everything, you know, because they're quite afraid of us, you know, the commoners here, the base of the pyramid. So I'll show you the chessboard one more time. So the chessboard has 64, it has 8 here, 8 and here, 8. It's octagon. It's all in it, you know. This is the number 8, octagon. It has 8 angles, 8 corners. Then there are 64 fields all together. Here's the number 6, which is hexagon, the Freemasons. And this is us, the number 4, the base of the pyramid. So here's 4, 8, 6. Like 64 fields and 8 sides. Well, it's all, every number has a meaning. And that's us. The base here is number 4. And this is us, the people. And this is the pharaoh. You could also say this is number 6 here. The government officials. Here the soldiers. This is number 8. The scribes. The merchants, the artisans, the farmers. So farmers, and here the people, you know, this is really number 4, the base of the pyramid, you know, it's a square. Here's number 6, government official, Freemasons, Mr. Pharaoh, the soldiers, the police, this is all the scribes, the authorities, merchants, you know, we have a corporate democracy. Well, artisans, you know, the ones doing all the artwork for the king, you know, this is 8 here, in the middle. Even here, it's the number 8, soldiers and the authorities, the scribes, are, you know, in the middle, in between number 6, the government officials and the pharaoh, and number 4. Even here, it shows 6, 8, 4 and 64, the numbers on a chess field with an 8 side. It's all there. And here once more, slaves, farmers, number 4. I don't agree with the place of artisans and merchants here. It should be the artisans are much higher up, just like Hollywood and actors, you know, corporate democracy here. The scribes, the authorities, soldiers, this is all 8, and here we get to number 6 here. Just like on the alien disc. In the middle, 6 around, 8 to protect, and 4 at the end. You know, like they feel surrounded, you know, they're absolutely paranoid about us. And this is the outer circle. This is us. We are not your slaves. Well, yes, you are. You're even behind bars here. So this is 6, 8, 4. And 4, the outer circle, as on the alien disc. I just put it everywhere, you know. In contrast to Pharaoh's nobility and the chess game's castle, the knights on horse, the bishops of their religious wing and whispering into the king's ear, and us the pawns ready to be sacrificed on the battlefield, being disposable cannon fodder. So here, you know, this also a proof, you know, or a sign that the that this pharaonic game, that the pharaohs became the aristocracy. You know, that's why we have a castle here. We got a knight with a horse. We've got a bishop, you know, the religious wing, whispering into the king's ear, you know. And this is us here, all the pawns. That's us. We're all disposable on the battlefield. And this here is number 8. You know, this is this happened this year, just a month ago in April 2015. This is the police in a tank just stopping people in the US. I think it was in Florida. So you all see the Teutonic cross here. This is where the Templars went to, and the Templars of the North, the Prussian Templars, as in my film The Teutonic Knights. So this is part of Octagon, you see. So this is number 8. So the guy has only 28 views, so go and give him a few views. Go over there and make some comments, you know, and tell him Sean sent you. So, April 2015. The channel name is The Knowing 101. And I'll put in the links for you in the description. Teutonic Knights, Octagon, number 8, which is the middle circle. They are protecting the parliament from us, you know, and they're getting bolder and bolder and bolder. So this is 6. This is them, the rulers. This is parliament, from the French words parlement. Parler, to talk, mentir, to talk and to lie. It really is. You know, and don't be mistaken, none of us will ever come here. This is all aristocracy, the all pharaohs, parliament, number 6. The inner circle. And this is also in circles, you know. Number 6, the inner circle of the alien disc. And on the chessboard, the octagon is serving the royals, kings and queens, just like the Swiss killers for the Pope and the aristocracy, the lackeys from the Alps to serve Seth or Seton, the Lord of Darkness, presenting it as a man's game for Octagon, in reality being highly matriarchal, which the king having all the power on paper only, being the weakest player of 64, doubled by the queen, the true power of 64, able to strike in all directions and as far as the octagon 8x8 reaches, the long arm of power and the sisters of Isis. So this is the weakest player, it's the king. You see the cross here, this is the king, you know. It's only on paper, he's a paper tiger, you know, a cheese eater like the Swiss dictator of Korea, of North Korea. It can only, you know, go one field at a time, but she is the strongest of all. You know, you can go all the way that way diagonally, and it can go all ways. This is the strongest and most valuable player on the entire field, a woman, a sister of Isis, Cleopatra. So, and this guy, he's only on paper, you know, like, he has to follow the orders of the sisters of Isis, really, otherwise he won't become a king, or he won't become president, you know. This is how it works. and it's all in the chess game. It's all there. And it shows on the alien, or I call them the alien discs. It's all on the alien discs, really. Ancient Egypt has always been the only matriarchal civilization of the antiques, and wiping out all that is male-dominated and patriarchal, in all sorts of final solutions. Well, it always says that my daddy, the camp commander, was such an adorable father, or my papa, the Nazi leader, was the best father I could have wished. Typical octagon cowards. At home, total sweet pussycat. At work, murdering millions of defenseless women and innocent children. Well, these are typically the products of the Horus Matrix. And why were they sweet at home? Because they obeyed the mistress, the leader, the sisters of Isis, taking the orders of them. A total instrument of Isis, you know, obeying to Isis and be nice to her children and her grandchildren, and obeying all the orders and killing other children and torturing people. And this is so typically Swiss. Very, very Swiss and pharaonic. Right, you can read the whole article. Let's punch pause. Oh, they were so sweet at home, you know. So, you know, just like a lion in the zoo, you know, who's obeying, you know, the one with whip, and like a hunting dog, you know, which will never attack the feeding hand or, you know, the ones giving the orders. This is how it works. This is the Horus Matrix. These are the sons of the sisters of Isis, you know. And then after the war, they all come lying, you know, and smile through their teeth. You know, just as the Hitler secretary, you know, and say, oh, well, I didn't know what was happening and I was so young, you know. And, well, you know, very Swiss. Octagon alone is worth nothing. But what do you do when 20 pufters in uniform come knocking at your door? Like these ones here, you know, and it's absolutely schizophrenic, you know, just like the camp commandant or that dead policeman in the here in Switzerland. You know, they always say, oh, you were so sweet at home, you know. But at work, you know, they're murdering people, putting guns at their heads, you know. It's schizophrenic. It's typically Swiss, and it's typically Horus Matrix by the Isis matriarchy. And Swissy, their sisters of Isis and their octagon, really prepare their coups and genocides, just as they are executing a witch hunt against me, as you can read here, in one of their national newspapers. Trying to officially create hit lists for people like me who criticize Octagon of the Alps and their Nazi Templars, just as Swissy had prepared hit lists for the Jews, Gypsies and political adversaries for their agent Mr. Hitler and his genocides. So here you can read it. I put it in the Google translating machine, so the English might be a bit odd. And here it says, historian, well, that's me. A South African keeps the Burmese authorities on their toes. And here it says again, they want to create a querulous database. You know, this is a hit list. You know, well, they already have one. You know, on the police computer, and they're walking around with my picture. You know, and it says the policemen and the South Africans had known each other. This is what I told you. These guys, you know, and this policeman who got killed, you know, they're really schizophrenic, you know, just like the camp commandant of Auschwitz. At home, you know, they are like, oh, he was so sweet, you know, and he was so nice with the children, everything. And when they go out, you know, they put a gun on your head, they threaten you to kill you, you know. And they did threaten to kill me, you know, on several occasions. And they will do so. It's just a matter of time. They will kill me, as they have announced. And it says, South Africans, you know, defamations, you know, well, they are lying, you know, trying to put me in prison for nothing, you know. And if you talk about it, well, it's defamation. You know, but isn't it a defamation, you know, when they lie to put me in prison? It's real criminal, it is. And here they talk about the, well, you can read the whole article. Here it says somewhere, here it says about the videos, you know. Here the video, and, well, they don't like my videos, you know. That's why they try to put me on a hit list, you know. So, well, I put the other, here it says, the video films, you know, about the police and about Switzerland. Well, you cannot, you know, like, criticize Switzerland. It gets very dangerous, you know. And here it says, to find videos on the net with a man known as the Swiss Nazis who wanted to take over the world domination. Well, it's strange English, you know, but anyway. I put the German article in here as well. So this was last year. No, there was almost a year, a bit more than a year ago, at the end of 2013. And this Nazi terror of the Swiss is going on for almost 20 years. Can you believe it? You know, Swissy now is trying to mobilize the population against minorities with another way of seeing things, like myself. And I'm on their hit list, folks. And they openly admit so in their national newspapers this year, 2013. Swissy is creating lists of people they want to get rid of. So here it says, you know, YouTube, a South African here. That's me. Yeah. And yeah, video films, you know. Well, what else can I do, you know? And they're talking about the database. I'll show you the whole article first. So it says again, you know, Datenbank, that means a database, you know. So they're using a computer, and so this is about me, you know, as I showed you in the other newspaper. It's like the witch hunt of the Middle Ages by the Swiss Pope's Guard, based upon the Witch's Hammer, a Swiss book. Swissies gratefully misusing all the inventions of the modern age others made to use them for organized medieval terror and crimes against humanity, like setting up hit lists and databases on police computers and such. You can read the whole article, you know. So this is what the Swiss Nazi people are doing, you know. And nobody does anything against it. They all agree. Even in Germany, they wouldn't agree with all this. Many people wouldn't. But in Switzerland, they all agree. That's the difference. The Jews are fortunate to have founded Israel away from Nazi terror. But Nazi terror in my family has entered the fourth generation now. My grandfather killed by the Nazis during World War II. My father suffered a lot for missing his father. Me enduring 18 long years of Swiss Nazi terror, and my children taking the blows of Swiss Nazi terrorism. That's four generations of endless Nazi terror. And it doesn't seem they have any intention to stop it. So here, yeah, put in the Google Translator, so you can read what they're doing. This is going on now, you know. And they're using me, you know, to put more like Patriot Acts and all this, you know, into the system, you know, so they can harass people and knock on your door in the middle of the night, you know. And so they're using me and my, you know, enemy of the state number one, you know, to get new laws through. Total control laws, you know, a witch hunt. So these schizophrenic police Nazis, you know, and they're so sweet at home, you know, and outside they put some guns in your head, you know. So these schizophrenic Swiss police Nazis, they will have all tools to come and terrorize you, and they're already doing it, you know, especially if you're a foreigner. So here, in the true colors of the United Kingdom, of the Lower Egypt and Upper Egypt, of the Per Het and the Per Tasser, of the White House and the Red House of the two Egyptian kingdoms, the game of chess is typical Horus Matrix for the Sisters of Isis from the Alps to train their octagon executioners with a Freemason checkerboard configuration representing the United Kingdom of Pharaoh. But as Jesus said, the first will be the last. The predominance of the Sisters of Isis will create a setback, because due to that sickly dominant female component in society, more and more women get born and not enough men for the sisters. Because it's the mind and its predominant strength that sets the criteria for the gender of the future newborn. Like when fathers have their sons taken away, the male aspect gets eliminated through the mind's force, creating feminine and even queer offspring in search for daddy, a quest leading into the hairy arse of another male looking for his daddy.